people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and thank you, everybody out there. Those of you that want to call and be on the show with me, it's real easy to do. Just 866-444-3478 from anywhere in the world. We talk about organic gardening here, organic landscaping and pest control and related kinds of things. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water, among a lot of other great sponsors. Crazy Water is a mineral water from Mineral Wells, Texas. It's my favorite water to drink. Good, clean water, very important part of your health program. If you haven't tried Crazy Water, I recommend that you do it. One thing that I was going to mention before we go back to the phones, and I'll work in a couple of more in Howard's garden issues as we go, but I got called by a couple of people about what's going on at White Rock Lake here in Dallas. There's a whole bunch of Roundup being sprayed over near White Rock Lake, in especially around the dog park area, which is great, around the parking area, gravel areas, walkways, and that sort of thing. And there's a group that's gotten together to try to get this stopped because they realize that Roundup is a very serious health issue and that there are alternatives that we talk about all the time, things like vinegar and fatty acid products and things like that. I haven't heard. There was some kind of meeting people wanted me to come to, and I missed it. I got the message and had a conflict anyway when it happened. But any of y'all that are involved in that, keep me updated, and I'll be glad to help any way I can with any other events that are coming up related to it or whatever I can help with. And yeah, those new listeners out there, we do not recommend Roundup. It's one of the most dangerous chemicals on the market, and one of the reasons is it's been marketed as being so safe. And it breaks down when it hits the soil and all that. I'm sure you've heard it. Well, none of that's true. It's showing up in soil long-term and water long-term in places a long way from where it's been sprayed. Its main health issue is that it fouls up biological activity. It hurts and even kills beneficial organisms, bacteria, and other things in the soil, fouls up the balance of the microbiotic activity in the soil. And then that moves right on down the chain. It affects livestock the same way, the microflora in the gut. It affects pets the same way. It affects the food that you eat. There's a lot of plants that are being grown now that have Roundup in them because they've been bred, they've been genetically modified to be able to stand this chemical called Roundup or glyphosate. And so the final worry is, and it's real, there's a lot of documentation on it already, and it's building, that it affects the microflora in your gut, your family and you, your digestion and your general health. And they're starting now to make some direct correlations, relationships between Roundup, glyphosate, and degenerative diseases up to and including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and things like that. So if you haven't heard about that before, there's tons of documentation. The people that promote that kind of stuff say there's not, but there's tons of it. We've got a lot of it on our website in the research area. You can just do a search about problems with Roundup, and it'll pop up on the internet. But we've got a lot of it in the research area, Texas Organic Research Center, for you if you want to go there and see where it's all been gathered together, the stuff we have so far. Back to the phones. Flora in Cleburne is next up. Hi, Flora.
Hi, how you doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
I have three quick questions, if it's okay.
Sure.
I have an Asian pear tree. It's about 8 feet tall, and all the leaves are out, but there's yellow speckles all over the, about a third of the leaves, and then there's some black speckles on the leaves. So I was wondering if I should be worried and treat it organically or if it's normal.
Well, the Asian pears are my favorite. They're so delicious. It's incredible. But they are a little more delicate and run into some bacterial disease issues and things from time to time. What I would do is two things, Flora. One is, have you been a listener for a while? Do you know about trunk flare, root flare issues?
It's fine. My base is good.
Okay. make sure it's dramatically exposed and well above the ground. And if it's down in a hole after you do that, that's fine too. But almost 100% of the fruit trees I see are too deep in the soil. So that's number one. And then the rest of it's the rest of the sick tree treatment, aeration, and the application while the holes are still open throughout the root zone of the materials that we recommend for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and cornmeal and dry molasses. And then the spray that you need to do should be a base of the Garrett juice mixture, compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And for compost tea, you can use liquid humate. And into that mixture, you substitute about 16 ounces of the water that you make the gallon of spray with 8 to 16 ounces of hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store.
Okay.
And you can make a mix. You make a gallon and you just add the extra hydrogen peroxide to it, so it's more than a gallon if your sprayer holds more than a gallon. And then you spray the foliage and you spray the trunks of the plants, and you spray the ground as well. It's the same treatment that we recommend for the most serious diseases, things like rose rosette, oak wilt, you know, things like that.
Good.
That's a bacteria. You probably have some bacterial issues going on. And if you spray on a regular basis, and what that means is anywhere from a couple of weeks to once a month, when you have a plant that has kind of a built-in fatal flaw like Asian pears do here.
Okay.
I think you'll be fine.
Thank you.
Appreciate the
question. Okay. I have another question. My pomegranate tree, it's about 3 feet tall, and it's the top part isn't, the whole plant is not producing any leaves, but I'm getting new growth. Should I cut all the old growth away?
It's not. I thought you said it's not getting any growth, and it sounded like it was putting out new growth.
It's new growth coming out from the ground. There's no leaves.
Oh,
the
top is dead. All you can do is cut the top away. You probably had some freeze damage there. My pomegranate did not show any freeze damage, but it's possible, the kind of weather that we had. So if it's brittle and dry and dead, all you can do is cut it away and let it come out from the base. Pomegranates are not grafted plants primarily, so the part coming out from the ground will be the same plant as what died.
Okay, I have one more quick question on my grapes.
Okay.
They get so long and leggy, my branches. Should I be trimming those back or just let them grow? They just get so full of long lines.
Yeah, if you let them grow too long like that, all the energy's going into the leaves. So cut the long shoots out, especially the ones that are growing out laterally, and keep it flat to the arbor or wherever it's growing, if that's the case. I just did that with mine. And those long shoots that don't have any flowers forming on them at all, you know, cut back to just before you get to where the flowers and grapes are being set. And that way more energy will go into the fruit.
Great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Raymond's turn in Lancaster, Texas. Hey, Raymond.
I've been a whole long time, so I'm kind of multifaceted, triple tax or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason I called, I got a lot in the south side of Lancaster, almost to Bear Creek. And,
okay. Have you got the radio on there, Raymond? It sounds like it's on in the background.
Well, I'm away from the radio.
Okay, go ahead.
And anyway, it's just the trees are blooming late this year. I didn't get a pecan production of them last year. Therefore, I trouble with some of them. There's four big trees.
Raymond, I tell you, you're breaking up so bad, nobody can even hear you. Let me go to somebody else and see if you can cut off the radio and get on a better phone, and let me come back to you. Something about Trichogramma wasp I see on the the screen here. Cindy in Gainesville next up right now. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
First of all, we noticed that we have had, and we live out in the country, and we've noticed that we've had a horrible infestation of June bugs. I mean, like at night, they're even like hitting the windows of our house, you know, just trying to get to the light. Well, then we noticed, like about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we've got a lot of young oak trees, and they've been completely defoliated.
Okay, you can spray with the essential oil products or orange oil and put nematodes, beneficial nematodes, in the soil. That's the quick answer to the shorter one when I get back, okay? Howard Garrett, be back right after this. Don't go away.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Raymond and I talked off the air because he had kind of a funky connection there about Trichogramma wasp. He was putting out some Trichogramma wasp around some of his pecan trees, and there were ants up in the tree. Some of the ants, especially fire ants, they're not hurting the tree, but if they are fire ants especially, they will eat the Trichogramma wasp eggs, the moth eggs on the cards or the strips. So I was telling him whenever you're putting them out, just have a quart spray bottle handy that you've put a little orange oil in the water and use it to spritz around if you see any ants around the area, because they will eat those eggs. And the Trichogramma wasps hatch in a pretty short period of time. You just have to make sure there's no ants around when they're released, and kind of keep an eye on it for a day or so, and you'll be you'll be fine. You'll get really good control of the pecan case bearers and other insects that are lepidopterous, in other words, the caterpillar type insects. Let's see who's next up. Cindy, I believe, in Gainesville, Texas. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I was just we were talking before the commercial, and I kind of got cut. I had called about our trees being defoliated by June bugs.
Uh-huh.
And okay, so what – well, orange oil, I mean, like, do we have to – can you spray – do you have to spray the orange oil directly on the June bugs? I mean, like, do we have to get up, like, at midnight and go out there and spray them? Because you don't see them during the day. It's only, you know, after dark.
Well, are they really doing a lot of damage?
They have completely stripped. I mean, like, there is – they have, yes, they are.
Okay.
Well,
if they're only there at night, you're going to have to spray at night when they're there. And it's a good time to spray anyway, because it's when you're going to be the most effective. If you add to the spray compost tea or the entire Garrett juice and do a little foliar feeding at the same time. So you're going to have to spray when they're there. Yes, it does have to hit them. Now, to prevent them the next generation and to prevent them long-term and next year, you just need to be more diligent about putting out beneficial nematodes. Because
we've got a lot. We live in a country where you have a big acreage. I mean, like, as far as putting out the nematodes, with that, I mean, like, in other words, I guess how far out do you have to go? How big of area would we need to cover? Because I guess June bugs come from grub worms, correct?
That's right, and that's what we're trying to control with the nematodes. Just put them out as you can afford them in the areas where the trees that are getting damaged the most are.
Okay.
And they won't migrate a long way from where they emerge, you know, from the ground. So go ahead. They're going to be laying eggs and everything now, so it's a good time to get them out next year. You know, make a note of this in your calendar and put them out a little bit earlier in the season also. They're not very expensive, and you can make one little container of nematodes go a long way. They're native nematodes, and so what we're doing is we're putting out a super population of them. So you can go a little bit bigger area than the specs call for on the nematodes and still get some pretty good control.
Well, so where do you get nematodes? I mean, where do you get them from? Where do you buy them at?
Well, the easiest thing, if you don't have a store near you that has them in stock, which you may not, is call Arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O, Arbico.
Arbico, okay.
It's arbico-organics.com.
Okay.
And their website is 800-SOS-BUGS.
Okay.
And they sell the beneficial nematodes. When you talk to them, tell them which insects you're talking about, and they'll fine-tune the species of nematodes that they sell you.
Okay. Okay. All righty. I appreciate this very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Joe in Oklahoma City. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I want to get your opinion about turning the wastewater over to drinking water for, like, a big city like Wichita Falls, Texas.
Well, you can convert any water, no matter how contaminated it is, over to clean, clear water for use up to and including drinking water. It just has to be done with an extremely, well-designed complete filter system, and you're going to end up with a problem. So, yeah, it can be done, but the systems that clean up really dirty water, you know, are obviously more expensive than those that are pretty simple.
Yeah, I got one more question for you, Howard. Do you ever hear anything from Malcolm Beck anymore?
Oh, sure.
Oh, really? Do you ever have him on the program?
Haven't had him on for a while. I saw him down in San Antonio not too long ago. He and Dale are still doing a lot of gardening, big gardening down there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, man, have a good weekend.
Okay, Brian, thanks for the call. Joe, thanks
Bye-bye.
For the call. And speaking of Brian, he's next up. Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Oh, fantastic. My girl and I got a question about rose rosette. I think our roses have it because the new foliage comes out and it's a little bit on the red side.
Mm-hmm.
She says that it looked like that last year, and they keep producing flowers. So I'm wondering if this plant can keep blooming.
Well, let me take this break and we'll come back in. Hang on a minute and we'll talk about it in a little bit more detail. Rose rosette's out there big time. It's kind of curious about where it is and where it's not. I've seen a real strange kind of thing there. But let's talk about it when I come back, and we'll go through the whole deal, okay?
Great.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, talking about roses and whatever you'd like to talk about right here after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Brian in Gainesville about rose rosette. Brian, the symptoms of rose rosette are kind of threefold, so you know for sure whether you have it or not. The foliage, right, the new foliage, will tend to be kind of red or reddish orange, and it'll look a little like a witch's broom, you know, a real close, deformed looking growth. The other thing is the thorns are a giveaway. The thorns will be real strange. They'll be real long in one place and short in another place. They'll be on one side of the stem and not on the other side. And so there's a lot of deformity in the way the thorns form. And then the third thing is black blotches that form on the stems. Do you have any or all of those symptoms? Are you there, Brian?
Here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, now I can.
I'm not here. I guess I only got one out of three. I just have that new growth coming in red, and I got, you know, I was concerned because I wanted to do the whole rose rosette treatment. I got a whole bunch of hydrogen peroxide, but before I went and did that, figured the one to check first.
Okay, well,
that's the only one I have.
Well, it won't hurt to do the rose rosette treatment if you don't have rose rosette, but it sounds like you may have the beginning stages of it. Usually you'll see the red and kind of deformed new growth first. What we've learned on this is that the rose rosette program works really well, but you need to do it all. We've had some people call, in fact, some people in the business have even called me and said, Howard, all you gotta do is just cut the deformed part off and the new growth will come out fine. that sometimes will work. And I had a commercial project where they cut it off, and then they, a couple of weeks later, they sprayed with the Garrett juice and hydrogen peroxide, and it looked like it had completely cured it. But there's some of the roses, a percentage of them, not a huge, large percentage, but a percentage of them are showing symptoms again. So I think you need to do the whole thing. And the whole thing is to cut the deformed growth off.
Yeah.
And while you're doing it, have in your other hand or nearby hydrogen peroxide, the 3% stuff from the grocery store, in a little quart squeeze bottle. You can add some Garrett juice to it as well. You can do it either way. As you make the cuts, you spritz the cut stems, and you spritz the tools that you're using, and you kind of do that as you go. And then as soon as you're finished with all of that removal, and this is one time where if you want to put it in the compost pile, fine. If you want to throw it away, fine. I think that the microbes in the compost will neutralize it, but some people would want to throw it away, and that's fine. The next thing you do is that you aerate the soil, stick holes in the ground, do the whole sick tree treatment, in other words, so you can get the Garrett juice and peroxide not only sprayed on the foliage, the entire plant, including all the stems and the trunk and the whole thing, but also drench some down into the soil as well. I would also put out, while the holes are open, some good quality compost or some alfalfa meal along with some lava sand, green sand, you know, the
I like the alfalfa meal.
Yeah, the real, normal real amendments. And if you do all of that, it will shut it down, and the rose rosette will not come back.
Okay. And then I have kind of a silly question while I'm out here on the porch. This year I have more weeds than ever before, and over winter I was feeding the birds a lot. I'm wondering, could the bird seed have germinated and turned into the weeds that I'm now dealing with?
Yes. I've done it myself. I know exactly what you have. And some of that stuff germinates really quickly. What, a couple of things you can do. One is just pull it out or spray it with vinegar or whatever you want to do. But the other thing is, some people will put a paved area under the bird feeders. They'll put some decomposed granite or something like that that just kind of stays bare, and it's easy to scrape the seed off if they germinate, or pick them up if some of the birds, you know, kick out a certain percentage of the seed. And that's why, that's what's germinating.
All right. So now, when I was feeding the birds, I was just spraying it all over the yard, and so now I'm like, where did all these weeds come from?
Keep it in one or two places where you can clean it up a little easier.
Will do. I appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to an open line for you now at 866-444-3478. Here's Mike in North Dallas. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Fig cuttings. I want to take a year-round cutting on the interior of a fig plant. I want to know whether it will harm the plant, number one, and what is my probability of getting these to sprout? And do I take them? I'm going to get a 6 to 8 inch cutting. And do I go directly to the soil with some root tone on it, or can I soak it in water for a while before I put it in soil?
Have your trees already leafed out, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. This is not the best time to do it, but you'd have a pretty good chance of success. Take a cutting about 8 inches long that has one set of leaves on the end of it. I wouldn't use Rutone myself. It's okay. It doesn't really violate the organic program that much, but just stick the end in your mouth. Human saliva works as well as anything as a rooting hormone. And put it in direct, not soak it in water, put it in soil, an organic potting soil. If it doesn't work, it doesn't take, next time you want to do this, there is a time where you can propagate grapes and figs where you'll get 100% success every time you do it. And that is at the end of winter, when the buds are just first starting to swell, but before they've broken and opened into leaves. If you do it at that point, you'll have 100% success. There's another way to go that would be 100% success too, and that's called air layering. Are you familiar with that?
Is that where you wrap a piece of dirt around a limb or something?
That's right. Although what I'd recommend that you use is either coconut fiber or compost. And the first thing you do is you just take a knife and you cut about a 2-inch piece of bark off of one side of the stem. And then around that wound that you've put there, and you can do the saliva thing again, or you can put some mycorrhizal fungus into the compost to beef up how quickly the mycorrhizae would establish as the roots start to grow. You put the compost around the area. You seal it on there with aluminum foil. You form kind of a football shape around that area where you've wounded the stem. And then around the tin foil, the aluminum foil, you put some plastic to help hold the moisture in there, and you seal it up with some tape on both ends, and you leave it there, and you go back from time to time and look in, and lo and behold, it won't take but a few weeks before there'll be some roots growing out into that compost. At that point, you just cut it off and you put it into a pot or into the ground, wherever you want it. And it's about 100% successful way of propagating a plant that you want. And it will be obviously exactly the same plant.
Can you do this year round?
Yes. Yeah, that's why I brought it up. After things have already leafed out, you can do the air layering. The cuttings will work better, like I said, late winter, but you know, when the buds have swollen but haven't opened yet.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Good luck with your little operation there.
All right. Thank you.
One of the trees that works really well on, by the way, and it's one that I need to do. I was talking to Bob about this. We kicked it around on his show yesterday. I want to do some of my really neat Japanese maples. Japanese maples will air layer very easily. So if you have a Japanese maple that a friend has, or you want to give one of your spectacular ones to somebody else and it be exactly the same thing, this is a great way to go, is to do this air layering. Other plants you can do it with as well, but for some reason, Japanese maples work very well. Before I forget it, too, somebody called and couldn't hold. They were going to church or wherever they were going, and hopefully they're still listening, but they want to know about slugs. Kind of fits in the same category of what I've dealt with the snails I was telling you about. Natural diatomaceous earth, dusted in an area where there are slugs, it takes care of them very well. Another thing you can do is hot pepper, ground red hot pepper, dusted. In fact, you can mix the two together, the diatomaceous earth and the hot pepper. There is a product on the market called Sluggo, and it works, and it is considered organic, and I have used it. But I'm a little concerned about the heavy metals in it. It's primarily an iron and, I think, potassium product, but, you know, where all that came from in the beginning, I don't know. And I don't know if the MSDS sheet on it identifies all those kinds of things or not. And I may be wrong. It may be perfectly clean, but it's something that if you're going to use, you know, look at it, look at the MSDS sheets and all that a little bit before you use it. Related to that, and related to the ant question that came up with when you're putting out trichogramma wasps, I was doing some work cleaning out the filter of my koi ponds, what I was doing, and I was pulling out the screen filter to clean it off, and I looked down, and my hand, both hands are covered in ants. And I was like, holy cow, I've got fire ants for the first time in 20 years. I'm going to have to admit this on the air. But then I noticed that they were running around all over my arms, and I wasn't getting any stings. And this had happened to me once before. I had stepped in some in an area where some new plants had come in, and I'd same thing, ants all over me, and they're running around real fast. What I think I had, and I'm not sure that this is good news, is that it wasn't fire ants. It was probably this crazy raspberry ant. Well, I went in the head house of my greenhouse, and I got some diatomaceous earth, and I came back and just dusted it real heavy around where they were. I think it's the most effective tool on the crazy ant because the activity of that ant is so fast and furious and moving around. I think it helps to get the DE on the ants, and that dehydrates and kills the ants. Since I did it, I haven't seen one of them. It was seemed to be 100% effective, unless they just packed up and moved everybody to a new location. And if we find that, I will continue to report to you how that works out. But it seems like if you have either fire ants popping up in near electrical stuff or near a filter, like my situation, where you need to take care of them in a hurry, just dusting the DE is probably as good a thing as you can do. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you want our newsletter, it's a free one. And talked about tomatoes in this last one. You can see it on dirtdoctor.com. But to get it every week free, just send us an email and say you want it. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form that's on the homepage and you'll get it from that point forward. Back after this, Howard Garrett with you. Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink and you should too. Deep underground Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And I just put a new photograph on Facebook you may want to check out. And I may have omitted this rose from my list of recommendations. I got to go back and look at it because it is definitely one of my favorites. It's called Dortmann. And it's a single, big single red flowers. It's a climber. It's just gorgeous. And I put a picture of ours. I just took the shot yesterday. So you can check that one out. And if it's not on the list of my favorite ones, we need to add it to it. Here's Walt next up, Reno, Nevada. Hello, Walt.
Hey, good morning. My question is, I'm going to retire in Eastern Ontario, Canada. And I'll be looking for a little bit of acreage for self-sufficient, like a mini farm.
Good for you.
And, pardon me?
Good for you. That's great.
Yeah. And my question is there any suggestive steps to get started on the right foot, like for the acreage? I'm not talking about anything legal or nothing like that, but just for the gardening and for the future. What should I be looking for?
Well, that's a good question. The previous owners or the people that own the property now, if you can get some records from them, I think that organic gardeners, you know, would be pretty honest with you about what they've done. That's as good as anything you could find. There are some tests that you can do to see if there's any contamination in the soil or anything like that. I can't remember offhand the name of the company. It's either in California or Oregon. There's a company that actually does that kind of testing. You can do a Google search for it about testing soil for toxic residues and things, and it'll come up. It's expensive to do, especially if you can't tell them what contamination you're looking for. If they just have to be looking for anything that might be there, those tests are very expensive. So talking to the owners and you know, running into somebody who's been organic, it'll probably surprise you that you'll run into that fairly easily. And if you run into somebody that says, you know, we've used a chemical program and there's no danger in it and all that, you know, you might want to ease away from that. Whatever the contamination is, though, Walt, you can detoxify it. Our detox program is on the website. It's in the library under soil detox. And if you don't know what has happened before, you can do the soil detox just as a preventative kind of thing. You can get a soil test from Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas. They do work all over the country and in other countries as well. And they can give you the basic chemistry and what's available to plants and all that. They don't do the contamination testing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm coming across, I guess it's getting big in California, I don't know, but this no-till situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, say 1 acre of weeds or just natural, plants and everything like that, can you throw organic matter and till that in or something like that for the first time?
Yeah, you do that the first go around, then you can do a no-till situation. The big problem with commercial agriculture no-till is that they leave the stubble, but then they turn a percentage of the farmers turn around and spray Roundup for any weeds that pop up. If you do an organic no-till, you leave the stubble and you do mechanical kind of things for the weeds, or use flame, or you use vinegar-based products or delaminine-based products or something like that, and you get a rhythm going so that when you do till, the light tilling of the very surface of the soil knocks out those little bitty weeds before they get started. You see what I mean? It's just a different thought process in how you do it, but under no circumstances is Roundup an acceptable thing to do.
I agree, yeah.
Now, the other thing I would do if I were you looking for a new place to buy, look at the trees that are on the properties. The health, the size of the trees, the quality of the trees will tell you a lot about what that soil is like.
Okay.
And if you've got good tree production on the property, you're going to be able to grow all kinds of fruits and vegetables and, things that you want to do as food crops.
Is there a suggested cover crop for, that 1 acre for that new soil?
Well, there's all kinds of cover crops you can do in the summertime. One of the real fun cover crops is black-eyed peas or some kind of legume that produces a food, beans or peas or something like that. You can do a mixture of cover crops that would have edible parts. You might take a look at our vegetable book. It's the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book, and even though it says Texas, everything in there is applicable coast to coast and border to border with the exception of timing, and what specific species you go with in some cases. But how you handle the soil, how you plant, how you do bed preparation, how you plant trees properly, insects and diseases, all those things are pretty much the same all across the country.
Mr. Altrick suggested, he was talking about compost, and Maynard was one of the books, and he mentioned your name. Which of all your books that you have that I should purchase for compost?
Oh, for compost, that's a good question. Probably just the basic organic manual, and you can get it free. Just join the Organic Club of America for a couple of years, and you get that sent to you straight away. Compost information in all my books, but that one is probably the most thorough. And there's also information on our website on dirtdoctor.com.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Walt, good luck with your project, and keep us posted.
Okay, bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll talk in another hour for a lot of you whose radio stations carry the third hour, and you can listen online at dirtdoctor.com always, including podcast whenever you have time. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back.